Oh, there you go. Okay, we are on Simen Samach Beis, Ois Tesvov, continuing the halachas of doing business properly. So, Misha Nosan Afilu Rak Mixus Damam Alamekach. Let's say somebody paid like a down payment. I mean, he gave a down payment on something. Oisha Rosham Alamekach Simen, or he put on the Mekach, he put a siman, bifnei amoicher, in front of the seller. Or the seller told him, mark it on this thing that it's yours. Even though that's not a proper kinyan. If any one of them backs out, meaning the seller or the buyer, whether it's the buyer or the seller, that's not a way a yid acts, even though be'etzim it's allowed. The chayv lekabel mishapara, and he's chayv to bekabel on himself a mishapara. What is a mishapara? It means he who pays, he who takes payment. Tahainu sha'irin oisai, the based in, what they do is they curse him in bezin. Ba'imre mishapara me'anche dora mabel, the person, meaning the thing, the being, who took payment from the dora mabel, meaning Hashem, and me'anche dora floga, and punished them, and me'anche stoim, ba'amoira. Mitzrayim shetavu bayam, and from Mitzrayim that sank in the river. Who yipar mi misheino aimer b'dibura? He's going to take payment from somebody who doesn't keep his word. So that's a pretty scary thing. So meikar adin, you're allowed to back out of a deal, but you're going to get a mishapara. Yeah, this happens all the time. I had it today. Somebody booked for a day camp, and then they want to pull out. You have it a lot of times with leasing companies. You're about to lease a car. You told the guy you're going to lease it from him, and then you got a better deal. All those things. So it's not good. To back out is not good, unless there's a very good reason. Tezayin, and a person should keep his word. Even if he didn't pay money, and he didn't write it down, and the kinyan wasn't done. If they equaled on a mechir, meaning they agreed to a price, ain l'shum echamim lachzer, nobody should back out. Mishu chayzer, and somebody who does back out, ben alakeach ben amaycher, when he's alakeach amaycher, is a mimchusrei amana, that's considered, people, he's from the people that lack any trust. Ben ruach chachamim neichemen, and the chachamim are not going to be happy with him. Ki roi leish yisrael lamed b'deburay, because it's proper for somebody in a yid, keeps his word. What's left over of Klal Yisrael doesn't speak bad, and they don't lie. And somebody who's a Yerush Shemayim should, even if he thought it in his heart, that this comes up a lot, he thought in his heart, you know what, if they offer me this and this money, I'm going to take it. Right? And then they offer a little more, you should keep it. Because if you thought about it in your heart that you're going to sell it to him for this price, and obviously the other guy doesn't know what your machshava is worth, and he raises the bid higher than you would take, only take the price that you wanted in your heart. And he speaks truth in his heart. Same thing, if a buyer decides that he's going to buy it for a certain price, he should not back out of it. Anything between friends, he should keep whatever is in his heart. If you thought in your head you're going to do a taiva for somebody, and you have the ability to do it, then you do it. Right? Meaning, a thought doesn't mean a fleeting thought. It means that you decided in your head that this is what you're going to do. So then you should do that. But if your own needs, kol she'en b'em srach mitzvah, if it doesn't involve a mitzvah, right? Then ain tzarech l'kayim, you don't have to keep it afilu mitzvah, even if you spoke about it. Meaning, a guy said, oh yeah, I'm going to go do this and do that, but it's negay for yourself, then you don't have to keep it. It's only for others that you have to keep it. Right? Somebody says that he has his friend a small matana. So the person you told it to thinks, okay, he's definitely going to give it to me. If you go back and you don't give it to him, you are considered also somebody who we can't trust. Al matana meruba, ein v'chasaron amana. But if you told somebody you're going to give him a big matana, then there's no problem. He doesn't really think you're going to give it to him. How you offer a guy a free trip to who knows where for a year, you know, like a year honeymoon or something like that, and he doesn't think about it for a second because he doesn't think you're going to give it to him. But if you tell him you might give him a free trip to Florida or something, then maybe he would believe that. When he says to give it to him, tzarach lias bedas kemura, it has to be with full das. And you shouldn't have in das to change your mind. To say one thing from your mouth and think it in your heart is awesome. You should have proper scales and weights. What is a hin tzedek? A hin is part of an eifa. All right. Your yeses and your noes should be proper. But that's all talking about somebody who's wealthy. But if you say you're giving something, meaning that's you're talking about to an ani, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you that. But if you say you're going to give something to an ani, whether it's a big matan or not a big matan, you are not allowed to change your mind, even min adin, because it's like a nether. And even if it's gomar believer to give it, you need, meaning if only you said it in your heart, you have to be mekayim your thought. Right? So it means if you think that you're going to give somebody some money and you legit thought it, then you really should not back out on that. But to tzedakah, it's mamash considered a nether. Fine. Somebody wants to sell a house or land, and two people come. Each one says they're going to buy for this price. And neither one of them are the neighbor, right? Because we know the dina the bar mitzvah. Each the whoever's the neighbor gets first dibs, right? So if one of them lives in your city, v'asheni me'ir acheres ben iroi koidem, so then the one who's in your city comes first. So it's going to be very negeya. Now you're selling a house to somebody, and you have somebody who lives locally who wants to buy it, or somebody who's going to come from out of town. So the one, and they're bidding the same amount of money, so then you give it to the local. They both live in the city, v'echem me'im shcheina, and one is his neighbor, shcheina koidem, the neighbor comes first. V'asheni hu chaveiroi, harogel imoi. But if the second guy is your friend, right, meaning is somebody who you're very familiar with, and the neighbor who lives closer is not so friendly, then your friend comes first. If one of them is your friend and one of them is your relative, so your friend comes first. You would think the opposite. You think your relative comes first. No, we say your friend goes first. Karev me ach rachik. A close neighbor is better than a brother that's far away. Right? Fine. Aval sharben kol adam krov ekodem. But for other people, not the neighbor, then your relative comes first. Chutz mi tamad chacham, except for tamad chacham shekodem, he goes first. Afilu l'shchein v'chaver haragel etzli. And a tamad chacham goes first, even before a shachin, and even with somebody who you're friendly with. Avalim ho yeachem yam bala metzer. But somebody, if he lives on the border of your house, who kaidim lekulam, then he goes first dibs. Right? Why? Because it's much better for somebody to own two properties right next to each other. It's much more cost efficient. So he has rights on it. Not only that, even once the guy made a sale, yochel bala metzer, liten as adam la lekeach, the neighbor, the guy who borders on his property can come, give the money to the buyer, but the salak is saying he can kick him out. Right? That's how strong the bar mitzvah din is. Even if he's a tamad chacham and he's a neighbor, the kor of lamaicher and he's close to the seller, bar mitzvah and hu amaretz, and the one who has a neighbor, the one whose mamish has a field adjoining it is an amaretz, barachim and amaicher, he's distanced from the seller, a mitzvah and kaidim, the guy with the the border, the guy on the border comes first, masalik as lekech, and he could kick out the buyer. And all these are mitzvahs chachamim l'kayim hashenemer v'sisa yoshev atoy b'enei Hashem. You want to do what's proper in the eyes of Hashem. We got to do one. Yeah, good. Thank you. Simon Samach Gimel also lahaynus b'dvarim v'lubnev das abriyus uboy heisifim genevas das. You're not allowed to cause people pain, and you're not allowed to even steal from them in their minds. Because same way, you're not allowed to rip somebody off in business. So too, it's I know also with words. You shouldn't cause anybody any pain, and you should fear Hashem. That's referring to causing people pain with words. And it's even stricter, it's greater than financial ripping them off. Is anything leshavan? Because with money you can give it back. But zele anything leshavan, and this one you can never give back. Zeba mamaynai v'zeba gufai. One is with money and one is with the guf. Right? Which this is like fakert from. This is the opposite of when it's this staying. I think Yiddishkeit does not agree with this phrase of sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. Yiddishkeit says the opposite. Sticks, names are more damaging than sticks and stones. And somebody who cries out on Einos Dvarim gets answered right away. And you have to be careful from causing your wife pain. She's very soft in the nature. And for a little bit of tzar, she cries. Hashem is very makbid al demoyz, and Hashem is very makbid on tears. V'shari demoyz le'ninalu, and the gates of heaven don't close up from tears. So therefore, do not upset your wife, and when she cries, you have a problem. So try and stay away from that. Okay, we'll stop there, and everybody should have a fine night.